Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Syria, another pocket of hundreds of opposition fighters and civilians were evacuated Sunday from eastern Ghouta as part of a negotiated withdrawal to end resistance against Russian-backed government-allied forces. This unidentified man said they were forced to hand over their land due to the shelling and the destruction. And a spokesman for the jihadist group Jaish al-Islam accused the government of trying to change the demographic balance that is, by forcing out locals and replacing them with its allies. Amin Saikal is an analyst at the Australian National University.
I wouldn't be surprised at all, and I think obviously the Assad government's strategy is to do whatever necessary in order to kill any form of insurgency against it. And if that means that relocating the population, I think one could expect it to do so.
Moscow and Damascus said the Eastern Ghouta campaign was necessary to halt deadly rebel shelling of the capital. Saudi media reporting fragments from a barrage of ballistic missiles fired into Saudi Arabia, allegedly by Iran-backed Yemen Houthi rebels, has killed one person, wounded two in Riyadh. Rebels have fired a number of missiles into Saudi Arabia since late last year. More than 100 Nigerian girls recently released by the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram have been reunited with their parents after their abduction February 19th. Five died in captivity. One remains in the hands of Boko Haram because she refused to convert to Islam. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News Sunday President Trump has no intention of backing down on his plan to impose $60 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. Mnuchin said Mr. Trump wants free and fair reciprocal trade.
I think we've been very clear in what we want, and they understand that. President Xi, Liu He have acknowledged that our shared objective is to reduce the trade deficit. So, as President Trump said, we're not afraid of a trade war, but that's not our objective.
China has warned the U.S. to pull back from the brink and has threatened to retaliate, targeting U.S. agriculture, something that concerns Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa.
If we want to close up trade deficits, we need to do it in a smart manner. And let's allow American agriculture to close that gap. Let's open up additional markets, not close them off to agricultural goods.
Ernst said China purchased, that is, $14 billion in American soybeans in 2016, including 60% of Iowa's soybeans. Former Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont has been arrested and held in Germany after Spain's Supreme Court ruled he and more than two dozen others would be tried for rebellion, embezzlement, and disobeying international arrest warrants. Monash University analyst Carlos Uxto says Puigdemont, who has been in exile in Belgium, appeared to get some bad legal advice.
In Germany, there is a crime similar to what he is asked for, and Spain is trying to sue him for, and the rebellion that in Germany has another name, so probably he will be extradited to Spain. So there was a problem in the legal advice that he received.
In Barcelona, the detention sparked a protest among tens of thousands of exiled former leader supporters. If extradited, Puigdemont faces up to 25 years in prison for organizing an illegal independence bid last year. Egyptian police killed six militant authorities accused of belonging to a group that targeted a security chief in the city of Alexandria. A bomb Saturday killed two policemen left under a car. As Major General Mustafa al-Nimr passed by, he escaped unhurt. The bombing occurred ahead of today's presidential election, expected to be easily won by incumbent Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. In France, hundreds turned out for church service for the victims of Friday's hostage-taking in the city of Trèbes. Four were killed and three wounded in the attack on a supermarket claimed by the Islamic State. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.